The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
94FM The Fish, I'm Doug, with an opportunity to catch up with best-selling author Danny Williamson, who is a Middle Tennessee integrative health professional and a Christian who believes we are to live in the healthy bodies that God intended for us. Danny, thank you so much for making time.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, I guess my first question is to make sure I know, what is integrated health?
Integrative medicine, actually, or holistic medicine or functional medicine, actually incorporates health and wellness. So your health, you have your health, how healthy are you? You've got your wellness, which is emotional, physical, spiritual, sexual, mental, social, financial. So integrative medicine incorporates all of that. I'm a traditionally trained family nurse practitioner. I have a traditional allopathic degree. I was not taught about integrating anything into that. I was taught to treat symptoms, right? Symptoms. Mm-hmm. Heartburn is a symptom of something. For me, joint pain was a symptom of something. High blood pressure is a symptom. And so integrative medicine looks at the entire picture, your childhood, right? Your diet. Are you eating well, moving well, pooping well, de-stressing well, sleeping well, cultivating community well, all the things that our body was designed to do? Are you treating your body like the temple that God says it is? That's a huge one.
And I believe, too, that this is this hybrid thing that even my wife, Cheryl, and I have gravitated towards, because it feels like the answers seem to lie in the balance. To rely on traditional medicine alone with just treating symptoms, but yet to have the holistic approach. So it sounds like you're that perfect hybrid.
You bet. I think so. And our patients think so. And I am living proof that if you were not born with your condition, your chronic lifestyle disease, if you turned it on, I am living proof that you can turn it off, or at the very least, dial it back greatly so that it's not hindering your health.
Well, if you don't mind, share a little bit about your personal journey, because I understand, you know, in one arena, you and my wife, Cheryl, share, sadly, in IBS and some of the other issues. So what was your journey like from trying to fix things within your own body?
Well, I grew up from actually before I was born in complete chaos in my house. My grandfather died by suicide. My mother attempted suicide multiple times. She married two different men, two different stepfathers. One was a child molester. One was physically abusive. It was complete chaos in my house. And I started with the IBS symptoms around 18. And I had four colonoscopies before I was 44.
Oh.
The endoscopies, barium enemas, barium swallows, chronic irritable bowel, diarrhea. Then I started itching for years. My body just itched. Dermatologists couldn't figure it out. And then I was diagnosed with lupus. I had horrible joint pain. I was 35 years old, had lupus, had two small children. And then I was depressed, clearly, over all this and trying to make it all work. And I was 44 years old. Well, actually, I had lost everything. Unfortunately, I went through a horrible divorce and was on food stamps and went back to school at 40 with two little kids. And I was 44 years old before a doctor ever leaned into me and said, "Danny, what are you eating? Don't you know your diet controls your symptoms?" It turned the entire trajectory of my life around 11 years ago. And again, I'm living proof. When you can control what's at the end of your fork, you can begin to reverse decades of chronic lifestyle disease. But something I did not address at that point, Doug, and you know this, the trauma that happened to me the first 18 years of my life, your body keeps the score of that, doesn't it? And so I never addressed that until I was in my 50s. And once I nailed that and really got treatment for the childhood trauma, then my body started even turning around more. And when I learned about adverse childhood experiences, it changed the way, again, for the second time in a decade, how I practice medicine.
Wow.
Because, again, I've got all these patients with autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is the bulk of my practice, gut and autoimmune, Hashimoto's, lupus, things like that. But those patients weren't born with that. And I had, let me tell you, yesterday and today, I have two women in the ministry here in Middle Tennessee who are patients of mine. Both of their scores, one was a 9 on the adverse childhood experience. 10 is as high as you can get. Mm. And the other one was an 8.
Wow.
They had horribly traumatic childhoods, but they've overcome them. They've overcome them. So all that being said, you know, it starts with what's at the end of your fork. You know that. God designed us. I tell people every day, I'm Danny, but Daniel was the original Danny 2,000 years ago, right?
Yep.
And he said, we're not eating this. Me and my warriors, we're not eating the food of the king's palace. So what did he eat for 10 days? Now, I'm not vegan. They ate a vegan diet. They ate a pork diet, of fruits and vegetables. But those warriors came out the strongest warriors. They didn't eat meat and they didn't eat dairy for 10 days. And I'm not recreating the wheel over here.
Yeah.
I am simply helping people learn what's at the end of their fork is going to heal you or kill you. Simple as that. And we're not eating real food anymore, are we? We're eating processed, packaged, bagged, fake, man-made food. God designed one ingredient food. That's chicken, broccoli, salmon, one vegetables, fruit. And we open every bag, can, box, processed frankenfood known to man, and we feed our children the exact same way. And then if you're not eating well, guess what? You're not going to sleep well. Sleeping is when your body heals. That's when God designed our body to detox on its own at night. And if you don't sleep well, you're also not going to eat well, are you? And then you're not going to exercise well. And your body's designed to move. We have to move our bodies. It doesn't have to be CrossFit or hot yoga. Just move your body every day. I don't care if it's hula hooping, roller skating, ballroom dancing, just do it. And then you got to poop well, too. He designed us to do that, and we got to. And people don't because they're not eating well, sleeping well, moving well. Well, then you're not going to poop. That's huge. Somebody who tells you, oh, my doc says it's fine, I just poop twice a week. No, that's not fine. You should be going twice a day,
Yep.
And then you got to de-stress well because stress will kill you. And if we don't think it will, look at the last 2 years, 2.5 years of what we've been through. Suicide rates are on the climb, like 800%. Phone calls to suicide crisis lines are up 800%. And then you need community because Jesus knew better than anybody about community. He built his world around community. And you heal when you have community, when you have your tribe, eyeball to eyeball, laughing and lowering cortisol levels and lowering inflammation. So I keep it pretty simple, although it sounds complicated. Those are my 6 steps to healing right there.
That's the playbook, right? That's the book, Wild and Well, Danny's 6 Common Sense Steps to Radical Healing. That's the first step that we can take is to access this knowledge.
You bet. And the reason I wrote the book, because I see patients one-on-one every day here in Franklin, Tennessee, but I knew that I could help thousands, if not millions, of more patients throughout the world, or not patients, people throughout the world, with common sense, practical medicine. That's what it's all about. We've lost a lot of common sense, haven't we, in this?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your pill. Here's your pill. Here's your pamphlet. Well, we're treating a pill that's a symptom. I mean, we're treating a symptom of something. Let's reverse what's causing the heartburn. It's not a Nexium deficiency. In you, it may be
Nexium deficiency,
right?
Yep.
So it's probably the fact you're eating gluten and dairy and sugar, maybe, or you're not chewing your food, or you're eating fake food. I mean, you know, it could be a million different things. So let's go back upstream and figure out, when did you feel the best in your life? Because most of us were born healthy.
Mm.
And we were born the way we were supposed to be, right? And then we turn on chronic disease.
It's interesting, one of the quotes that I pulled from you that said, God's on your team, but that doesn't mean you get to lie back and float. You have to work and you have to be willing to make significant changes. So for those that are just hearing this, we can't just be hearers of the word. We have to be doers.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And so it's as simple and as complicated as that. And I tell people every day, there's not enough gluten in the world to make me go back to how I was feeling 11 years ago and spent the first, you know, 30-something years, you know, after 18, so the first 44 years of my life feeling that way with fatigue and joint pain and chronic IBS, like having to know where every bathroom is. I'm not going to back down that road ever again. Your body wants to be 150%, and it doesn't take much, Doug, to say, for it to want to right ship, for it to right ship. It just takes a little bit of determination and determination. Basically, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will make the changes that are needed. But you need some guidance, and that's why I wrote that book as a guidebook for people from small town, western, wherever. I'm from western Kentucky, so I can say, you know, from Gilbertsville, Kentucky, to people at Cambridge, Massachusetts, who graduated from Harvard, so that everyone could understand your body is designed to heal itself. God made it this way. Why do we pick and choose from that Bible, and we forget what he says about our body as a temple and about putting in food that's going to give you life instead of take it away?
I love it. The book is Wild and Well, Danny Six, Common Sense Steps to Radical Healing. Can you share with us what the first step is? What is the first step?
Eat well. Sleep well is number two. Move well. Poop well. De-stress well. Cultivate community well. First one is eat well. But I'm going to tell you, the older I get now, sleep well is right there with eat well, because if you don't sleep, you will never get the other steps correct, will you?
Yeah.
You won't if you wake up exhausted in the morning. So that eat well and sleep well chapters, like if you're somebody who doesn't like to read, man, I would read those two chapters immediately. And if you have childhood trauma, you start with the first part of the book, because the book, the first part is on trauma. And you know, you are not your past. You do not have to be your past. You can turn anything around, because every single one of us are a child of God. We're a daughter of the Most High King, or a son of the Most High King. Then we are designed to live optimal.
That's awesome. Again, I love the philosophy. Wellness begins at the end of your fork. It doesn't get more complicated than that.
Well, you know, I was the oldest one in my class in my nurse practitioner school. You know, I was, oh my gosh, I'm smart. There's nothing wrong with me. I am intelligent, but you had to be smart to get through this program. But you are not going to find anybody who has more common sense than me. I'm not the smartest one, but I am common sense. And I am telling you, it's what turned my life around and has turned thousands of my patients' lives around the last decade, is common sense medicine. The kind of medicine that most healthcare providers don't know about, and they don't have the time to work with their patients on. Mm. Because the average healthcare visit is 7 minutes in the United States. In Florida, it's 4 minutes.
Mm.
4 minutes you get with your healthcare provider. Well, who lives in Florida? A bunch of old people on a whole lot, which I'm getting there. So on a whole lot of medication.
Yeah.
4 minutes to plead your case. It's wrong. We got a broken healthcare system.
Wow. Obviously, we could go on for a long time. You're incredible. I'm sorry it's taken me this long to find out about you.
Well, let me tell you, now you know. So if you need anything, you let me know. And this is a passion of mine, and I feel like, you know, I'm older now. I'm 56. I'm young. I feel better than I ever did in the past. But I feel like I have a mission to get out quickly, right, to millions of people. And I want everyone to feel as good as I do. But, you know, I'm in Franklin, so you're welcome to come by the supplement store or pop by the office at any point, because we're there 6 days a week.
Well, thank you, Danny, for your heart, for your wisdom. It has been a delight. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. And I just want your listeners to know that one parting thought here, because I could talk all afternoon, is you are not broken. I don't know who needs to hear that today, but you are not broken. You were not born broken. You aren't broken. You may be having a hard time right now, but I am telling you, you're not broken. You can turn this around. It takes work. It takes a lot of work, but God's got this. You just need to step up and step out of the boat. Only one disciple walked on water. Only one had that faith, and you need to believe like a Peter and get out of that boat and say, I'm turning this around. I'm not living like this anymore. I'm not going to live in pain. I'm not going to live in depression. I'm not going to live with migraine headaches, with this, that, and another. I don't care what your health care provider told you. If you weren't born with it, you don't have to live with it. So get up and get out of the boat.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.